Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Our text today is taken from our gospel reading, Gospel according to St. John, the 16th chapter. Ladies and gentlemen, the captain has turned on the fasten seatbelt sign, so if you could at this time, please take your seats, put any carry-on luggage underneath the seat in front of you or in the overhead bin above you. Then, please be seated again and fasten your seatbelt. Make sure that your seat back and tray tables are in their full upright position. Now, if you are seated in an emergency exit, please take note of the card there in your seat back in front of you to go over the instructions there on how to take out the emergency exit. Now, if you're unable to do so, please contact one of the flight attendants and we'll have you move to another seat. We remind you that this is a non-smoking flight. Smoking is prohibited on the entire aircraft, and that includes the lavatories. Tampering with or disabling one of the smoke detectors in the lavatories is prohibited by law. If you have any questions about our flight today, please don't hesitate to ask one of the flight attendants. Thank you. For many of you, you have heard those words before because you've flown on an aircraft, and that's part of the instructions that you receive. Now, as you've heard those, what do? Do you really listen to them or not? I would imagine that the more flights that you have been on, the less likely you are to pay attention to the flight attendant when they give those instructions. It gets to that point there that, well, you've heard it before, and you start to look out the window, and if you hear somebody talking, you ask the person sitting next to you, what did they say? But if it's your first time, you're going to pay attention, and you're going to listen to every word they have to say. Now, in our gospel reading here for today, Jesus, well, he's giving instructions. Now, question to ask is when is he giving these instructions? Well, this happens to be on Passover, the very last Passover that he will have with his disciples. We know this day is Maundy Thursday. Now, Jesus has been sharing with them a number of things, and the first one in our lesson is one that they will come back to in time. Jesus says it this way, I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth. Now, when he does so, he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify me, for he will take what is mine and declare to you. All that the Father has is mine. Therefore, I said, he will take what is mine and declare to you. Well, here Jesus is saying to his disciples, like, hey guys, got something important to share with you right now, but you're not going to understand it. You're not going to get it right now. Now, after I'm gone, the Holy Spirit's going to come, and the Holy Spirit will guide you into all the truth. That's why the Holy Spirit's known as the Spirit of Truth, for that very reason. Again, right now, I know these things are hard for you to understand, but again, the Holy Spirit of truth will come. Now, what is the truth? Jesus has been sharing that in a number of ways, and he says it this time in the following way. A little while, and you will see me no longer. And again, a little while, and you will see me. Well, like the parables, and please note that this is not a parable that Jesus is sharing with them at this time, but rather the truth. Sometimes the disciples, well, they don't always get it. They don't understand what Jesus is sharing with them and trying to tell them. And as they have it with Jesus, being God, well, he gets when they don't understand it. So they're saying stuff like, this is a hard saying, and what's he talking about here? A little while you're not going to see me, and a little while you are going to see me. What's he trying to say? It's almost as if Jesus is sharing a riddle. Now Jesus asks, almost seems repetitive here, doesn't it? It's like, you guys don't get what I mean when I say a little while? No, they don't. And so he explains to them, and he begins it by using two words that mean pay attention to what I'm about to tell you. And those two words, truly, truly. Anytime you hear Jesus say, truly, truly, you got to pay attention to what's following. because what's following is extremely important. And here he says, "Truly, truly, I say to you, you will weep and lament, but the world will rejoice. You will be sorrowful, but your sorrow will turn into joy. When a woman is giving birth, she has sorrow because her hour has come. But when she has delivered the baby, she no longer remembers the anguish for the joy that a human being has been born into the world. So also you have sorrow now, but I will see you again, and your hearts will rejoice, and no one will take your joy from you." Well, Jesus is getting ready to tell him, and he is telling him, what's going to happen here over the next 3 days? Remember, this is the last night that he's there with them, what we call Maundy Thursday. He's telling them here that, yes, there's an event that's going to happen, and it's going to cause you to weep and lament. He's going to the cross. He's going to die. The Lamb of God is going to take away the sins of the world. And just like the woman going into labor, my death is going to cause you great pain. Yes, you will have anguish over it. But the pain will last a little while. For as the child is born, the pain turns into joy. So when Jesus rises from the grave alive, there will be great joy. When you have that joy, it can never be taken away from you. Now, Jesus doesn't give them the same details that I just shared with you, but he has been sharing that with them in a number of ways. Talking about how the chief priests and the teachers of the law, they're going to have him arrested. He's going to be abused. He is going to be nailed to a cross. He told them that, yeah, he's going to be lifted up, right? That he will die, and then 3 days later, he will rise again. He's been telling them all of this. But yet, all of this information is too much for them to bear right now. And that is why the Holy Spirit is going to come, who will guide them then into all truth, so that they'll have a good understanding. But again, right now, they don't understand, because these events haven't taken place yet. Now, for you and I, on this side of the cross, we understand. We know exactly what Jesus is saying to us. So where does it all fit in? Well, think about it. We know about Easter. It's just a few weeks ago, right? Before the rain started, huh? Yeah. We know all about that. We've heard it many times. And perhaps you've heard it so many times that it kind of feels like being on an airplane for the umpteenth time, hearing that flight attendant go through the instructions for the umpteenth time. And so there you are, in a plane, on row 22. You got the window seat. And the flight attendant is rattling on about the safety instructions. In the event of a decompression, an oxygen mask will fall down in front of you. Grab the mask then, pull it tight. When you pull it down, well, then the oxygen is going to start to flow. And then they give a demonstration there about how you take the mask there and you take the rubber band, you know, how they put it behind their head like this, you know, put it on. They're showing you all those kinds of things. And it's like, you know, if you got somebody that's going to need some assistance, like a child or somebody else next to you, be sure and put your mask on first, and then you adjust theirs. Now, even though the bag doesn't inflate, they're telling you it's like oxygen is still flowing, so it'll be okay. You know, you've heard all of these things before. And you're thinking about, you know, if that scenario was to take place, it's not going to be a good one. But it's never happened. So you say to yourself, I'm not going to need that. And you look out to the window, hoping that you're going to be leaving here in a little while. And really not a little while. You want to go now. So finally, the flight takes off. And you're looking out the window there, and depending on what side of the aircraft you are, you're going to be waving goodbye to the city skyline or looking out over the ocean. There you are. And then if you're like me, you can sleep on the plane, you fall asleep until you feel a bump and then a stronger bump. In fact, that bump was so strong that it woke you up. And you start hearing rattling noises going on throughout the plane, and even more bumps. And then you see that fastened seatbelt sign. You hear it and see it blink on, and flight attendant comes on. It's like, you know, the captain instructed us to make sure that you put your seatbelt on, please, and because we are in for a bit of turbulence. And the turbulence gets bad. It's one of those words that you don't want to hear on a plane ride, is it? So you're starting to get bump and ride there. It's kind of like being on a roller coaster in the air, but it's different. You're not on the land, are you? You're up in the air. And so then it's starting to get so bad then that you actually decide to pull out that laminated card in the seat back in front of you and start to go through those instructions there on what to do if there's an emergency in the plane. Because right about now you're starting to feel like, you know, I wish I'd paid attention a little bit earlier. You see, those instructions are important. You don't think so when you first hear them. But so it can be the same way, your attitude towards Scripture as well. Many times we don't always see the truth that is in there and pay attention to what it really means, especially when you've been having a good flight. But when life gets bumpy, that's when we start to get that inclination there to pull out that laminated card. We pull out our Bible and we start to read it. And you come across things like, a little while. And you start applying that to your life. It's like, how long is this while going to last? How long is this bumpy ride going to last in my life? When can I expect it to be over? Well, the good thing to remember is this, that the Holy Spirit will guide you through each and every event. And whether that be lots of times or just once, in either event, here's something to remember, kind of like, truly, truly, regardless if the little while lasts for just a little while or it lasts for a long time, it will always end well. And you might be thinking, well, how can you say that? Well, think of it from this perspective. We live in a time in which we do not see Jesus, but in a little while, you will see him. Whether that be years and years from now, or maybe it's tomorrow, you will see him. And when you do see him, your heart will rejoice. And that'll be a joy that you will have that can never be taken away from you. You see, that joy comes with faith in Jesus. For that joy is everlasting. So keep that in mind. Regardless of how your flight goes in your life, faith in Jesus is important. Because faith in Jesus always, always, always means that you will have a heavenly landing. Amen. Now may the peace of God which surpasses all human understanding guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.